Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Large. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. Unlike Tom Brady, our numbers are not deflating. Our numbers are growing each and every week, and we can't thank you enough for your continued support of the show and our sponsors. You know, we have some great sponsors on our show, and this week I want to introduce you to a brand new sponsor. It's the Fanly Sports app. Fanly has more news and sources than any other sports app in the world, and you can download the Fanly Sports app in your app store today. That's Fanly, F-A-N-L-Y. They're a great sponsor. We're proud to have them on board Tailgate Radio. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome into this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We've got the grill fired up. We've got the cold drinks in the cooler. We've got the canopy tent up, the fold-out chairs ready to go. We've got tailgate toss and horseshoes and a little bit of washer action going on over there on the other side of the truck. Just join in and come on in and take part of our tailgate party. You know, we've been talking about tailgating for almost a year now on this show in its current form as a weekly podcast. And I can tell you that we are just so excited about all the feedback we're getting that you're sending us through our Twitter feed over at Tailgate Radio, also at our website at tailgateradio.com. And we have some great announcements this week that I'm super excited to get to in just a second. But I want to thank you guys once again for your continued support of Tailgate Radio as we just barrel into the football season this fall. You know, it's hard to think about football right now. It was 104 today in San Antonio, Texas, where we're based. And I'm sure in your neck of the woods, I was talking to someone that was in, I think, North Carolina last week, and they went to bed at 10:30 at night, and it was still 91 degrees. So the dog days of summer are definitely out there, but we can feel the chill coming in the air. And, you know, I can hear that old NFL film song. You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah, that one. And, man, I get fired up every time I hear that. I don't care if they're using that song for, you know, selling diapers. I don't care. That song gets me fired up. I love that song. But anyway, we're getting ready for football season, and it's not to diminish all you baseball tailgaters. I talked to a guy earlier this week up in Minnesota with the St. Paul Saints. That is an absolutely epic tailgating location in the St. Paul, Minnesota area of their minor league team. So if you get a chance to go do that, that's a family outing for sure. That's a bucket list item. And there's so many other places that you can do those kind of things throughout our great country. But we're starting to feel the effects of football. And the reason why I say that, for a few reasons. One is that training camp has just kicked off for a number of teams. I think 13 teams started their annual training camp sessions yesterday. I think a few more starting today and then some more over the weekend, but they'll be in full gear next week. And with training camp comes a little thing we call tailgate training camp. And so one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be reaching out to those NFL tailgate clubs and finding out how they're preparing for the season. The team has to get ready for the season, so do the fans. And I love every year when we go out and we talk to fans about what they're doing to prepare for the season. And that's all a part of tailgate training camp, and that's going to be coming up in the weeks ahead. So if you're interested in telling us about your great traditions, in preparing for the season, what you do for your tailgate training camp. We'd love to hear from you. And you can reach us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio or at our website at tailgateradio.com. And with that being said, I want to talk to you about something I touched on briefly last week. It's the Tailgate Club of the Week contest that we're going to have this fall. And that's going to start the first week of September. And one of the things I talked about was if you'll send us a photo of your tailgate club, let us know what some of those traditions are, some of the rituals, what are some of your favorite recipes, anything that you can send us that says, hey, these folks are committed, they're tailgaters through and through, and they're worthy of being named Tailgate Radio's Tailgate Club of the Week. Well, let me give you a little additional incentive, because as of today, we got word late from the powers that be that this year's Tailgate Club of the Week is going to be brought to you by the fine folks, and I absolutely mean the wonderful people at Kielbasa Brand Sausage. Now, if you're not familiar with Kielbasa Brand Sausage, which you should be, if you're a tailgater or you spend any time behind a grill, in front of a grill, you should be familiar with the Kielbasa Brand Sausage name. You know, Kielbasa is based right here in San Antonio, and they have been creating these masterpieces of sausage for over 66 years. They're available across the country at Costco, and if you're here in the state of Texas, you can get them at many places like HEB, which is a fantastic grocery store chain here, as well as your Costcos across the state. But you can nationally, you can find Kielbasa brand sausage at your Costco near you, and they are going to be on board for our Tailgate Club of the Week. We're going to have more details next week, but I just want you to know that part of winning is going to be a personalized shipment to your tailgate club of some fantastic Kielbasa brand sausage, a party pack, if you will. And we are super excited to have that on board. And we'll have more information about Kielbasa brand sausage and the Tailgate Club of the Week contest next week here on Tailgate Radio, on our website at tailgateradio.com, and we are going to be promoting that on our Twitter page. So if you are not a Twitter follower of ours, and you should be, because we send so much extra value. Yeah, we'll send you links, we'll send you recipes, we do all that, we send you some great articles, but we also send you some awesome promotional opportunities as well. And what I mean by that are the opportunity to get promo codes so that you can get discounts as exclusive members of the Tailgate Radio family. And I can tell you, this Tailgate Club of the Week, start sending in your information now. Send us a photo. Send us some information. Send us a video. Anything that you can do, because, again, part of that is you're going to win this awesome Kielbasa brand sausage party pack, but you're also going to be a guest. You're going to have your own segment right here on Tailgate Radio so that you can brag to the rest of the Tailgate Nation why your tailgate party is the best tailgate party in the country. And for those of you that are outside the U.S., I'm sorry you're not eligible for the Kielbasa part of that, because I can't. There's some things about shipping internationally, so it is restricted to folks here in the good old USA, but we love hearing from our international fans as well. So I know we got some really cool information last week from Cardiff in the UK, and they have a Premier League soccer team, I think, and it was really cool to see what they do. They don't necessarily call it tailgating, but they get what we do. And they understand it, and it's they know how to throw a party there too. So, again, starting in September, the Tailgate Club of the Week, sponsored by Kielbasa Brand Sausage. Man, I cannot wait to start sending those out to great winners across the U.S. And if you want to get a head start and you want to try Kielbasa Brand Sausage and you're anywhere other than the great state of Texas, and you can do it in Texas too, go to Costco. Go get your Kielbasa brand sausage. It is outstanding. And we're going to have a lot more about that in the days to come. in the weeks to come and throughout our contest period, which will go through the end of the year. So, again, super excited. That's a great promotion for you, for us. It's a win-win, and you're getting the very best in quality and a great tradition from the Kielbasa family right here in South Texas. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Tom Brady and Deflategate. We're going to talk to you about a guest, a former guest of our show, who made history just this past week, earlier this week, as a matter of fact. All that and a whole lot more when we come back to Tailgate Radio. But first, Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you something I just did. I just downloaded the Fanley Sports app, and it is awesome. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanley. Fanley has more news from more sources than any other sports app in the world, and you're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy, and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanley helps remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanley has all of your team's news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanley Sports app. That's Fanley, F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanley Sports app. Welcome back, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you again for downloading this week and every week's episode. We appreciate you doing that over at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, over at Podomatic, at Roku, at Apple TV, and over at our website. You can always find our most recent episode and all of our archives at tailgateradio.com. We certainly do appreciate your patronage of our show, and we hope we're bringing you some value, some entertainment value every week as we talk about all the great stuff that is associated with tailgating. And speaking of stuff, during the break, our technician said, well, you told people to reach out to you about the Tailgate Club of the Week, but you didn't give them any information on how to do it. Well, you can always send it to our email address at stuff@tailgateradio.com. Easy, easy, easy. Stuff, S-T-U-F-F. At tailgateradio.com. Yeah, we're not high tech here, folks. We keep it simple, and you can send us anything, anytime at stuff@tailgateradio.com. You can also catch us at Twitter, and you can direct message us or you can follow us. And once you do that, we usually will follow you back, and you can direct message us there with anything as well. But if you have video and you have photos and things like that, you will probably want to send it to our email address at stuff@tailgateradio. We also have a couple of cool things happening at Tailgate Radio. We were recently nominated as the best fan podcast of the year. Let me make sure I said that correctly. We were nominated as the best sports fan podcast of the year, and they're having a big award ceremony at the What a Fan Awards in Orlando, Florida on September the 6th. And I plan on bringing it home for Tailgate Radio. I have already rented my tuxedo. I have written my acceptance speech. And I am flying to Orlando to accept that trophy on behalf of the Tailgate Nation. So I couldn't be more excited that we were nominated for the best fan sports talk podcast. I know I'm not saying that correctly, but you get the gist of it. Sports fans who have a podcast. We were nominated for the best one in 2015. That's quite an honor. I'm excited about that, and I'm very humbled that people may, because it was nominated by fans. So enough fans wrote in or contacted this organization and said, hey, we like Tailgate Radio. We want to give them an award. And so it's a fan-based award. Obviously, it's the What a Fan Awards. And we received enough votes to be one of the finalists. So we are super jacked that we are one of the finalists for the Sports Fan Podcast of the Year. And hopefully with positive thinking and the fact that I've already rented a tux, I'm ready to go out to Orlando in about a month, and collect my trophy. You know, anyway, it's a great honor, and we certainly appreciate it. The other big thing that's happening is this weekend in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is a huge event called the Podcast Movement. And I really do mean all of the big hitters in the world of podcasting are going to be there, and I'm really excited to be part of that group. You've got guys like Mark Maron, who has one of the probably the top five podcasts, period, in the world, is going to be there. Colt Cabana, who is a podcaster in the world of sports and entertainment, he's going to be there. Aisha Tyler, not bad on the eyes, and she's going to be there, and a whole lot more. So we're excited to be part of the Podcast Movement Conference this weekend. And I'll be doing some broadcasting from there this weekend, and I'll have some highlights. If it's worthy, there is a panel there on sports podcasting, and hopefully I'll be able to talk to some of the top sports personalities that have podcasts, and we can bring you some of the highlights from the Podcast Movement next week. So we're super excited about both of those things, and it's all because of you, all because of the Tailgate Nation, that we're able to do things like that, and just super excited about all of it. So it appears that the beginning of this football season, this NFL season, is going to look a lot like the very end of last year's football season. And what I mean by that is all of the talk, all of the banter, all of the analyzing of Deflategate. And if you've been following the news this week, there was a ruling that came down, and Tom Brady, one of the most decorated and successful quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, he was originally suspended for 4 games due to his involvement, allegedly, in the Deflategate AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts. Well, the commissioner of the NFL upheld that, and it didn't sit well with the owner of the New England Patriots, Mr. Robert Kraft.
I've come to the conclusion that this was never about doing what was fair and just. Back in May, I had to make a difficult decision that I now regret. I tried to do what I thought was right. I chose not to take legal action. I wanted to return the focus to football. Now, the league has taken the matter to court, which is a tactic that only a lawyer would recommend. Once again, I want to apologize to the fans of the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. I was wrong to put my faith in the league. It is completely incomprehensible to me that the league continues to take steps to disparage one of its all-time great players and a man for whom I have the utmost respect.
That's Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, a heartfelt press conference. And, you know, I think he probably felt like he had a deal. I think he probably felt like he and Roger Goodell had a deal. Hiding the fact that there's been a comfy relationship there, a cozy relationship there in the past, but one that looks like it's been strained. And no matter how you fall on this issue, you know, is a 0.3 of a PSI on a football in a championship game, is that going to matter? You know, whether you did that and whether you believe Tom Brady destroyed his cell phone or not, you know, I got to thinking, I have heard this before, and it really bothered me. I stayed up a couple of nights trying to figure out, this was like a deja vu moment to me, and then it hit me like a bolt of lightning, and I had heard this very similar speech before.
It's not always as simple as all that. The statement I made about Billy Madison was and is completely untrue.
No.
I know now that I shall never escape my fate as the revolting blob.
No!
It's something I must learn to live with.
Joyce?
That's right. Principal Anderson from Billy Madison, the Adam Sandler movie from 10,000 years ago, with a very similar and heartfelt speech after having been wronged and being put in a tough situation that he couldn't get out of, and now he will forever be unmasked as the revolting blob. So I I just felt like it just, to me, you can't write this stuff. And, you know, is it bad for the game? I think it is. I mean, it sure makes great theater, but, I'm just tired of it. I've got, you know, it's kind of like with the political stuff that's going on. You know, we've got a presidential election coming up in a year and a half, and it's already started. We're going to be listening to this garbage for a year and a half, and I'm just tired. Let's play some football. Let's grill some meat. Let's drink some beverages. Let's enjoy ourselves, and let's get past all of this. And you can place blame on lots of different sides. You can place blame with Tom Brady for not being as agreeable as he could have been. You can blame Kraft for feeling like he had a deal. You can blame Principal Anderson for taking the bribe from Billy Madison. You can blame anybody, but what you can't do is dwell on it, because it takes away from the – it just takes – no pun intended, or maybe a lot of pun intended, it literally takes the air out of the room. And I think everybody that I have spoken to is sick and tired of hearing about Deflategate, dealing with it, and it certainly wasn't worthy of a breakthrough with Special Report when I was at home the afternoon that news broke. I was waiting for the next disaster or terrorism threat, and they broke in with this resounding alarm, this is a Special Report, and then they told us that Tom Brady's 4-game suspension had been upheld. And for those of you that are big Patriots fans, I get it. They're the reigning Super Bowl champs. Tom Brady's one of the greatest of all time. I get it. But let's move on. And let's actually talk about some cool news. One of our former guests here, Dr. Jen Welter, and if you remember that, and some of you will and some of you won't, but she was recently named a inside linebackers coach for the Arizona Cardinals. And to everybody's recollection, this is the first time a female has been given the opportunity. And it is an internship offering, so she doesn't have a full-time job yet. But she is still breaking all kinds of tradition and making history. Let's listen to a little bit of our interview with Jen Welter a few months ago.
Most people don't expect that. They think a girl played men's pro football and probably like 6 foot something, like you'd see me in a dark alley and run. And let me correct that now. If you check out my website, which is jenwelter.com, or even, you know, Facebook, Instagram, which is Welter47 or JWelter47, you'll see I'm 5'2", 130 pounds. So I was not going to outbig anybody in my career. I had to be very fast, and I had to be very smart. And I knew that it wasn't just about the plays that I made, but the impression I made as a player. I like to say you're a character that's bigger than yourself. And so when I was stepping onto the field for the first time with the Revolution, and I'd already survived training camp, that was their question. I'd taken plenty of hits. But to get into the game where the other team didn't know and where everybody was watching and wanting to see what would happen, I knew what I had to do. And I knew I was going to get tackled. I had no delusions of that. It's really pretty obvious. The girl comes into the game, she's getting the ball. People want to see what's going to happen. It was a dive up the middle. It was nothing flashy. And I knew I was going to get hit probably by two guys at once. And yet I knew what I was going to do was take the handoff, secure the football, and when I got blasted, pop up like it didn't even touch me. And that's what I did. And the part I freestyled was I literally said, is that all you got? And it was the fact that I said, is that all you got, I think that really shocked most people, because you know, it was almost as much to me as it was to the other team, because it was like, hey, I took the best that you had. and I'm still here. I got right back up. You're not going to beat me. And it's funny. It comes full circle. Life always does, right? There's a bigger picture. There's a guy who is on the Texas Revolution now who played against me for the North Texas Crunch. And I didn't know this when we went into our first day of training camp and I was there as a coach. But after the day, he said, you know, Coach Jen, I just wanted you to know, I don't think you knew this, I played for the Texas or for the North Texas Crunch last year. And I said, oh, okay, cool. And he was like, no, you really earned all our respect last year. I just want you to know that. I mean, what you did, he's like, it changed the way we all thought about women in football, and we still talk about it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's really awesome. You know, thank you. And then he says, but there's something else. And he looked really scared, and he said, just so you know, I was one of the guys who hit you on that first play. And I just started laughing. And he said, man, it was a kill shot. He's like, I felt it. I hit you, man. I thought this girl's never going to get up. And I went and I looked, and you were already back on your feet. And then you said, is that all you got? He said, Coach, you made me question my manhood. It was like the most ridiculous thing, because I thought, is that all I've got? And he said, it was one of the most amazing moments of my life. And he was like, I find you such an inspiration, and I'm so glad that you're here. And he said, so, you know, I told all the guys exactly what you were made of before you stepped foot on this field. He said, that's why we all respect you.
Yeah. And fast forward a year, and now you're a coach. You're the linebackers coach for the Texas Revolution. How has that experience, where you can actually say, I played the game and now I am a coach, are you finding that the players that you're coaching are respecting your opinion? And have you had any issues with that, transitioning from player to coach?
You know, at first I was a little bit timid, I think. You know, I watched a little bit. Our defensive coordinator, who actually just got promoted last week to our head coach, Devin Wyman, played for the Patriots and the Desperados, and he's such a strong leader. You know, he's 6'8", and he's been on the O-line and D-line, and he's just such a great man of the game that I listened a little bit first, and then I found myself just jumping in more and more. And all the guys have been very receptive and very respectful. It's like the more I give them, the more they want. And you know, I'm proud to say I actually survived quite a coaching shakeup. We started with 7 coaches with the Texas Revolution at the beginning of the season, and for different reasons, staffing changes and everything else, I am now one of 2 of the original coaches that were there, and it's Devin, who was my direct boss as defensive coordinator, is now the head coach. And I'm still with him working a little bit more with the D-line when he has to go do other things, and then the linebackers as well. So we're the 2 of 7 originally left standing. And then he added Terry Glenn as our offensive coordinator just last week. So I can say officially that not only are the guys really receptive, but, you know, the coaches that I'm around have earned their respect as well. And last week was probably the biggest game that I had as a coach, because with Devin going into the new head coaching role right before that game, I had a lot more. I just felt like I needed to do a lot more to help him and take that off his shoulders. And so, you know, I took a bunch of notes for the D-line and linebackers and stuff that I would watch for, and just, you know, gave him some extra coaching on my own, and really game planned a lot of stuff on myself. And one of my guys had an interception, and after he got it, everybody was like, man, Williams, that was such a great play, because it was, you know, it was a defensive end making an interception. And he was like, man, that's all Coach Jen. He said, she's been telling me that all week. And just to hear that from him, and everybody's going crazy, and they're like, nice job, Coach. It was one of the greatest moments you can have as a coach, is for really the game planning that you've done to allow them to make a great play and to be appreciated for it and for them to execute. I mean, I treasure that from these guys. It's been better than I could have imagined it. You know, Coach Devin really is doing a phenomenal job of mentoring me, as well as you know, letting me come up in the game and learn from him, but also lead the guys. And we have a great relationship. And I'm so thankful for his, you know, strong leadership. He is a minister and a very solid guy. And we've talked hours and hours about it on how, especially at this level, you know, we're trying to help guys elevate and go to a higher level of football, maybe get to the CFL or the NFL. And some of them have been in camps and stuff. And it's that mentorship and growth and character that will really help them get to the next level. And so to be with such a strong man who really believes in building players up is just, it's great. And all the guys take note of it. And I couldn't ask for a better situation in terms of his leadership and the players that we have to work with.
As part of your big resume, and I was getting tired just reading all the things that you, I don't know how you cram all the things that you do into your life. It seems like amazing opportunities that you constantly are pursuing. But one of the things that you do is you're a motivational speaker. Talk to me about the topics you discuss when you have these events, and who is the audience that you're speaking to?
You know, I love to say, honestly, that the audience I can affect is anywhere on a spectrum from a small child to a business to, you know, people who just want to feel better in their life. And that's a combination of my athletic career and my background in psychology, you know, with a doctorate in psychology, because there are so many topics. I am very, very big on children and helping them live confident lives and active lives and believing in their dreams. I, especially for young girls, I don't think that there are enough positive female role models for girls to look up to and realize, you know, you can do anything and that you can be an and in life, not an or. That was something I struggled with at a young age. You know, I was on the math team, but I was also captain of the soccer team and on the homecoming court, and I never quite saw the fact that it was a blessing to be all those things. I more kind of thought I didn't want to brag and I didn't want to make any of my friends feel bad. And so it took me a long time, even into adulthood, to realize, you know, that it's powerful to be an and. You know, I love it when people are like, wait, you mean you're a doctor? How do you play football? Or wait, you don't look like a football player. Because any time you challenge the perceptions of what's possible in our society, you open up opportunities for people to do more. And that's a message that transcends age, it transcends race, and it transcends gender. You know, I have a football family that is founded, obviously, and started in women's football. I know women from all across the globe, from every single socioeconomic status, from the richest of the rich to the poorest of the poor, who are all joined by the love of the game. And, you know, they're all over the world now. And I have guys that I've played against and played with, and guys who I know all the way up into the NFL who see me as a part of this big football family. And you learn so much and those and so many lessons from that, that when you speak to a group, it's about taking what I like to say facets of my story and sharing with those people what's relevant to them and what can help them and maybe enrich their life just a little bit or give them a little bit more hope or even motivation to break out of a comfort zone. You know, I remember the first time I was asked to do a photo shoot. I laughed and I said, I'm not one of those pretty girls, because I never saw myself as one of them. And it took convincing for him to say, I love the look that you have and that it's different. Why can't, you know, you show that an athlete can be attractive and show that there's a different type of body that, you know, might be powerful and strong and all of those things. And it really took me being talked into it by a great photographer who's now a great friend to be willing to do it. And yet when I did, it was so great for those little girls to see, because, you know, I could show them, like, you could be a a model and a football player and a doctor. You can be pretty smart and athletic all in one package. You don't have to just choose. And
yeah, you're definitely a pioneer and a trailblazer. I one of the questions I have for you is what new challenges are on the horizon for you?
You know, my first goal, obviously, is to win a championship. I mean, we have to be laser focused on that because that takes a lot of time and energy. And, you know, Coach Devin always tells these guys trying to elevate, he's like, winning solves a lot of things. It creates a lot of opportunities. When you win, people want you around. And, you know, it's not enough for me just to be a coach in men's professional football. I know I have to be a great coach. And I want to see players who I've affected positive change in their life. You know, I want one of my guys to go and play on an NFL team and him to say, you know what, I was coached by a girl. Because that changes it not just for me, but for every girl who tries to get into football or has dreams of being in professional football in one shape. So that's my first goal. And I really love the media aspect. I've been approached about doing a reality show, which would be fantastic. It's early. I am working on writing a book. And also I have, you know, some other fun projects that are more kids-based and trying to show them the positive side of sports psychology in a way that really speaks to them. So those are the things that are first and foremost. I just finished doing a promotion for Toyota, which was amazing. And, you know, so just doing those things and taking the opportunities as they come.
You know, before we go, a couple of things. We always ask our guests, this is Tailgate Radio, so we love the game, but we also love the party and the activities that surround the game. So in your perfect Absolutely. Tailgate party, what's on the menu and what are you going to wash all that down with?
You know, it's interesting. My tailgate menu is kind of lame because I'm allergic to gluten. So I can't wash it down with a beer, not because I'm a beer snob, but because it'll pretty much knock me out cold. I'll be like sleeping on the tailgate and then I'm no fun, right? You have to give me kind of your tropical or your Florida tailgate menu. So, you know, I love kind of Mexican food and a good margarita. So you might catch me with a tailgate side margarita and some nachos because that's safe for me. I also love a good turkey burger or something like that on the grill.
Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you something I just did. I just downloaded the Fanley Sports app, and it is awesome. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanley. Fanley has more news from more sources than any other sports app in the world, and you're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy, and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanley helps remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanley has all of your team's news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanley Sports app. That's Fanley, F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanley Sports app. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. Don't forget about our Tailgate Club of the Week, sponsored by Kielbasa Brand Sausage. Start sending your photos, videos, recipes, traditions, anything you think is going to give you a competitive advantage to be a weekly winner, because we're going to send you a Kielbasa Brand Sausage Party Pack. And you're also going to be a guest on Tailgate Radio. You'll have your own segment, and we're going to talk about what makes your Tailgate Club the Tailgate Club of the Week, brought to you by the fine folks at Kielbasa Brand Sausage. And you can send it all to stuff@tailgateradio.com. That's stuff@tailgateradio.com. Or you can send us what you can to our Twitter at Tailgate Radio, or over at our website at tailgateradio.com. However you can get your information to us, start those photos coming. We're going to have our first winner in the very beginning of September, so that gives you
the rest of this month, which is 2 days, and then all the month of August to let us know why you and your group should be the Tailgate Club of the Week from Tailgate Radio, sponsored by Kielbasa Brand Sausage. So get a head start on your competition and send us your information for the Tailgate Club of the Week as soon as you can. We're going to start that in September. Also, as always, we want to thank you for your continued support of hitting that download button. I can't tell you how important that is to the success of this show. Your continued support of us and our sponsors helps keep this show free. We love doing this show for you. We love hearing from you. This is a great community. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. We'll see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Check 1, 2.
Game day.